In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Stellman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Father, I've come tonight because you are that cup that will not run dry. Fill me. Zabakota Shalabria Zakatoskalia. The cup that doesn't run dry. Infinite in wisdom. Zabros Kalabania Shadabalakata. Zabalanabalatos Kapria Zakastalabatikatosha Benigatai. Infinite in wisdom. Infinite in wisdom, layer after layer, truth upon truth. Manda kapaka tusta braka tusta labria da katasta braka katara. No man exhausts your wisdom. Infinite in wisdom.
Nothing in this world can satisfy. Yes, you are the kind. Truly nothing in this world can satisfy. You alone can solve the cup that will run dry. Jesus, you're that cup that won't run dry.
Jesus, we're gathered tonight because we believe you. Our coming here tonight is proof we trust you. We believe you in your power to change us, your wisdom to transform us, your anointing to empower us. This is Koinonia. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the privilege of positioning ourselves through alignment for encounters, that you will transform us tonight. This is our prayer. We ask, O God, that our minds be enlightened. Let your light come, bless, lift, change, and take us to dimensions we never dreamt possible. We believe this, and that's why we are here. Spirit of the living God, we give you unrestrained access to our minds. Transform us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Thank you so much for the many people. Please, if they are comfortable standing, let them stand. It's going to be a whole lot of... Let's see how it goes. If they get too tired, I'm sure outside will be cold and wet. But if you can get a few of them there, then that would be fine. But I know it's cold. It's the season. And better days are coming. A day will come when it is raining, you will not even know. Enjoy the process. Never pity yourself on your way to greatness. Enjoy every process. Be featured on the way so that you will have a story to tell. Let it not be that it was when everybody arrived that you came, so that you will have a story too. Say, one day, whilst listening to the word of God, I was standing outside cold, and you look at your children and say, it was that diligence that brought about the blessings we have today. Hallelujah. I have learned never to be embarrassed, for as long as I know I am on the path to greatness, follow it. In the rain, the sun, in convenience and in inconvenience, follow it diligently and be proud of your pursuit and sacrifices. Nobody wins the Olympic by mistake. Life is intentional. Progress is intentional. It will cost you. It has never been a secret. The cost dimension of life is not a secret. It's a price that is obvious. Everyone knows that to be great, there will be sacrifices, there will be seasons of constraint. Only a fool expects results without process. Lord, we thank you for what you are doing. We are proud of where you are leading us. And Lord, we ask for grace to learn to appreciate and to access the keys that will help us rise. In the name of Jesus. I've been thinking about tonight's meeting. I think about all the meetings, but tonight's meeting struck me because every once in a while the Holy Spirit just gives me an opportunity to reminisce on all the teachings that have come. And I submit to us in this house that God has granted us access to many, many teachings. This year alone, we have been exposed to several teachings. And you see, the goal of these teachings are informations, they are revelations that we are supposed to receive, we are supposed to believe, we are supposed to engage them, and then watch them produce results in our lives and lift us from one dimension to the other. Hallelujah. The goal of revelation is the transformation that it brings, so that your life becomes an epistle. You become a testimony that God did not lie in that area. And truly, it takes a while for the truth to settle in us and produce the desired result. But we must endure. Hearing once, learning once, knowing once does not get the job done. We must immerse ourselves. It's from the word baptizo. Baptism. We must immerse ourselves in this truth until we are literally possessed by them. And then they will produce undeniable results in our lives. Proverbs chapter 4. There's a song in my spirit. Let praises rise from the inside. You know the song?
From the inside of me. May you delight.
Very powerful song.
In the inside. In the inside.
Of me.
Of me.
Oh, the instruction of a father and attend to no understanding. We're reading down to verse 9. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. Verse 3. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. 4. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commands and live. 5. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Although it is so volatile, but forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, esteem her, place value on her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Verse 9. She shall give unto thy head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver unto thee. Praise the Lord. I am amazed at what the wisdom of God can do in the life of an individual, an organization, a church, a ministry. I am awed. While I was coming, I was talking to one of the protocol persons who was with me, and I was just nodding my head, and I told him, I said, the wisdom of God, we desperately need the wisdom of God. You see, the Bible says there is a way, please listen carefully, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. There is a way that culture proposes and says men walk in it. There is a way that intellectualism, sophia, human wisdom, experience, are we together now? Encapsulated in education, science, whatever it is, the logic of life, there is a way that it leads you. There is a way that society leads you to approach life. There is a way your instinct, that is a derivative of the unrenewed mind, leads you. But the Bible says, listen carefully, it says the end thereof are the ways of death. Our society is full of people guessing their ways. Our society is full of people hoping they are right. Our society is full of people imagining that they will make it. Young people, fathers, mothers, leaders, largely walking in confusion, hoping that we understand what we are doing. You know, sometimes when I stand and I look at people, I just feel like crying, because I'm tempted to ask the question, truly speaking, who did this to us? At what point did the confusion start? Are we together? I have been passionate, and you would have noticed that I discovered that we have done well in this house with respect to exposing us to encounters. By God's grace, teachings have come, teachings after teachings, helping us to understand the person, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We have seen encounters, we have seen the power of God, we have seen the glory of God. But at the start of this year, when the Lord told me it was our year of triumph, I took out time to take a little inventory, and I found out that although God had helped us, we were lacking grossly in the understanding of the systems of the kingdom. We were doing well in terms of encounters, the love for God, passion, prioritizing God, but I knew that we needed to step up our understanding, otherwise frustration will be inevitable. It is painful to love God and still fail. Did you hear what I said? It is justifiable to fail. When you hate God and fail, you say, after all, I'm not serious. But when you love God, a dear lady asked me a question day before yesterday, I think, and she said, Apostle, are there good men? I'm not teaching on men. are there good men again? And I said, are you kidding? Of course they are. And she said, my mother was a good woman. Why is her life this way? And it struck me again. See, let me tell you this. You never, never guess your way to greatness. You never get your way to guess your way to peace. The older you become, it does not equate to the wiser you become. There are 70, 80, 90 year old people. Remember, we are conditioned environmentally. That means that somebody mentored somebody who mentored somebody who mentored somebody who went to a school and submitted himself to a teacher's view, who mentored somebody who later married somebody who mentored some children. Our society is a chain of mentorship, largely a communication of informations that are unscriptural and inaccurate. Are we together? This is a very uncomfortable truth, but we have to admit it. Because our lives and our results show that we obviously are missing it somewhere. Let me challenge us a bit. Look at your finances. You will agree with me that something is missing somewhere. Look at your family life, married or not. If you're married, look at your family. Why the fight? Why the quarrel? It gets worse if both of you are Christians. Look at the children. Why are they unruly? Why are they indisciplined? How about your job? Look at the retrogression in our lives. Are we together now? And do you know what most people will say? This is what we say. I don't know why things are not working. I've taught you here and I will drum it until it enters your spirit. Nothing works by itself. Nothing works by itself. Marriage does not work by itself. Spiritual life does not work by itself. Becoming blessed and wealthy does not work by itself. Becoming employed, becoming responsible does not work by itself. Becoming a virtuous lady, becoming a responsible man does not work by itself. Brothers and sisters, growing spiritually does not work by itself. Becoming transformed does not work by itself. Everything in life must be engaged with wisdom to produce. Are we together now? Our confusion in life is because our intentions are not our results. What we desire is not what we see. So we desire a particular outcome, but certain other outcomes keep happening and they keep repeating themselves regardless of the strategies we are trying. As any family represented here, they will tell you, we are tired of suffering, we are tired of argument, we are tired of pain. Can't we live in peace? Then they hold a meeting and say, let's live in peace. They all agree. 2 days later, everybody has gone haywire. Do you know why? Because the issue is not counseling. The issue is the bankruptcy of certain informations. Our unwillingness to admit that time does not give knowledge. Please, can you just flow? Just play something to flow. Hallelujah. Time does not impart knowledge. Time never, never decides anything. Time only reveals. I can go on my knees tonight and beg every one of you listening to me here, listening online. We are not acting on stage. This thing is not a drama we are trying to act called ministry. We are talking about transforming people. There is an exact formula. You have to understand this. There is a programming. Society has programmed our minds. Africa has been programmed in a certain way. Demons have worked with informations for years and decades. They have come from culture to culture, from university to university, from college to college, from school to school. They have indoctrinated men into thinking and understanding life in a particular way that is producing unfavorable outcomes. Listen, pain will never produce change. It only reveals the need for change. That you are going through an unfavorable situation
does not mean it will change. That you are crying and saying, oh God, will you not wipe my tears? It may provoke the mercy of God, but every time God wants to show you mercy, he does two things. He sends his word and he sends men. The solution to our problems, our challenges, the doors we trust and hope to open are shrouded in men and informations. You reject men, you reject truth, you will die. It says, love me, Proverbs chapter 4, paraphrasing, right? That I will preserve you, I will glorify you, I will put an ornament of glory upon you. Please listen to me. The hardest person to ever help is the man and the woman who is resistant to change. The moment an individual holds on to an old idea, an old information, whether theologically established, philosophically established, educationally established, it doesn't matter what the basis is. For as long as you are unwilling to open up your mind for the vetting and the probing of the Spirit, if per adventure the information you have carried all through your life is wrong, there is nothing embarrassing about discovering that you have believed a lie. You can change. There is always time for a meek and a humble person who will say, look, I have believed. There has to be. Why am I a bad father? Begging and begging. I'm 50 years, we are still staying in a rented apartment. I love God. Something is wrong. Why is there no favor in my life? Everything I lay my hands to do doesn't work. Listen. This is not the issue of man of God, pray for me. This is the issue of submitting yourself to say, I know that I am missing something. Because your life is producing a result. It's just that it's the result you don't want. If your life were not producing, pain is a result. Failure is a result. It means you are activating certain principles unknowingly. Limitations are results. Am I blessing you tonight? Let's not act as if God is so wicked and cannot help us and cannot change us and cannot lift us. Hear me, your life and my life is at the mercy of our understanding of the systems of the kingdom. Provided we submit ourselves to understand it, I give you a guarantee your light will come. But for as long as we sit down and allow demons to build fortification along our wrong thinking, our wrong mindsets, we argue and insult and move in pride, especially for we the men. Because you see, men, that sense of authority and dominion, sometimes the false version of it has eaten us up. The fact that we have accessed certain information for years does not mean it is valid. A whole nation can be wrong. That an information is old does not make it right. It's been there, but it's not right. Are we together? Our society is full of needless pain and sorrow. Sorrow upon sorrow. There are families today that cannot live in peace. They love God, tongue talking. Some of them are even working in the vineyard of God. But the systems of God that have been allocated to make for peace is not there. Divorce rates are soaring. Young people marrying, the lifetime of marriage is 2 years. Lovely people, educated, they love God. Once upon a time, they could not sleep until they talked with themselves. 2 years later, they hate themselves. What do you not know? Why do people fail? A family of 10 people, nobody ever rises beyond certain barriers. We say demons, yes, it is the obvious reason, but not the only reason. Something authorized them. A door was opened to them. Most of us, the demons have been casted, yet our lives have not changed. Because there is an equation that will have to commit our understanding and our participation. Anybody who is unwilling to listen to this has failed. Not will fail, has failed. Hallelujah. When I understood the systems of God, my life changed. Do you know, someone sent me a text today lamenting and languishing on a lot of things in his life, you know, certain monies he was hoping he can get, and he said, if I can just get this, I will have peace. I said, no sir, you can have peace now. Peace is a revelation. It is not the product of the arrival or departure of certain factors. Peace is a revelation. You can choose to be frustrated and wrinkle yourself to death. Our society is full of angry people whose lack of understanding has added to their age. Young people looking old. Why? Because a revelation has programmed them, even their bodies. They have wrinkled themselves 10 years ahead of their age, moving in anger and frustration. I came here tonight to challenge us. God is not a magician. God is not just a miracle worker. God is a God of principles. A miracle is a sign that something went wrong, and so God intervenes supernaturally to correct it. A principle is a sign that things are working as designed. Are we together now? Yes. Every one of us seated here came from a family, listen carefully, came from a culture. And all of our cultures have certain tenets, certain understandings foundationally. We were indoctrinated with those things as a template for living. We have perspectives, financially speaking. We have perspectives, maritally speaking. We have perspectives, even in our pursuit of godliness. We have perspectives in the area of parenting. We have perspectives in the area of education and orientation. We have perspectives in just our sociological living, relationships. And most of these perspectives, most of it was fabricated by men and women who did not, it was not a derivative of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It came as a result of people carving out a system of relationship based on their pain, their hatred, their frustration. And let me tell you something. That you are born again does not transform you automatically. It is only the access point for transformation to start. Being born again means that you are now authorized to legally begin to engage yourself in transformation. There is something that we have allowed. We have introduced it like a drug in our spirits, in our minds, that is cancerous. It's producing outcomes we do not desire. So you see a lot of people and they tell you, this is what I want. But then their lives never produce it. Because another system is interrupting your desire and compelling a result that is not consistent with your desire. See that? So every time you come for koinonia, know this, that your coming for koinonia is a bailout system. God is rescuing you. Some of you, God is single-handedly picking you out of a family of 11 people to say, look, if you people keep praying and doing night vigils, you will do it forever. The spiritual dimension is ready to be corrected, but there is a level of partnership with the Holy Spirit through knowledge, through understanding. There is something you must engage. Nobody is born successful. Even if you are born into a rich family, it is not your success. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it said, this book of the law shall not depart, this compendium of mysteries, the wisest perspective in all matters, let it not depart. He said, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, consistently. Right? He said that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. It leaves you with a promise, not a suggestion. He says, then shall you make your way prosperous, and you shall have good. There is bad and wicked and foolish success. There is good success. Look at me. There is no such thing that God chose one person, Sam, come, and said, you will succeed. And then chose another person and said, you will fail. No way. God is very just. He created the systems and said, anybody that wants to succeed, subscribe to it. In other words, my being successful is not something God just chose to do last week. He allocated the pathway. The same way when you follow a road, the government, they build the road. Whoever wants to get to that destination, follow it. Whether a child, whether an adult. The road does not ask you how old you are. Provided you are following legally, it says go. You don't go to buy a car and they ask you how old you are. No. No. Once you can pay for it, it is given to you. Is that true? Why are we failing? Why are things not working in our lives? Why are we sitting down hoping that one day God will change? Whereas He has decided. You see, if the will of God is not known to us, if the will of God is not known to us, we will keep praying foolish prayers and we will keep asking as if it is God's pleasure to watch us go through pain and frustration. Something we do not know is responsible for these pains and these tragedies. Please give us Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. This is God speaking. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you, other versions say, a future and an expected end. A defined end. Not an end that let's just be going and we hope. No. An expected end. That means there's something God has for me, Joshua Selman. In the blueprint of prophecy, He designed that I will become something. Whether or not I become it is not up to Him. He has designed it. It is my cooperation with Him that will determine whether I will live the reality of prophecy. There are people God designed to be millionaires. As it is, they have never touched 1 million. But in the heart, in the loins of prophecy, is their heritage, is their destiny. One of the most deceptive statements in the church is, if God wants me, He has the power to make it. It is using the truth to kill. You are using the truth like a knife and turning it to pierce people. To say, if God wants it, He will make it. No. There are many things God wants to do that is not yet done on earth. It is His will that all men be saved. There are men still going to hell. The fact that somebody went to hell is a sign that if you don't change, nothing will change. Because if God has people to attend to, He will attend to those going to hell first before the issue of rent. Are we together? Sorry, I'm sure they are working on the sound. If it does go off, then we are going to pray. Is that fine? Promise already gave us. So I think I've said enough for us to pray. If for any reason the sound goes off, just fire and pray very seriously and say, Lord, what I've had so far. You see how my life is going. You lay your hands and you pray. Don't laugh, you pray. And say, Father, I know, I bear witness with the fact that I am confused as I'm standing now. I don't know my left from my right. I'm just growing older. You need to give me direction and decorum. Hallelujah. Do you know? Marriages now are some of the most fearful things. Once you see two people about to get married, the first thing I look is not whether they love themselves. The first thing I look is whether they understand the systems of the kingdom. You just carry a lady, you carry a lady that you want to marry, and two of you stand and we say, now what is the name of what you are doing? You say, we love ourselves and we're trusting the Lord to live together. That's wonderful. It's a good starting point. But do you understand the mysteries that have been allocated for living for the next 60 years? Knowing that you will get old, she will get old. Not knowing, physically speaking, the things that the future holds. Do you understand the mysteries? What if after your wedding night, somebody appears and says, you took my wife? Do you know what to do, or will you cry? This is what we are talking about. If you get married to this wonderful lady now, for instance, and in the night while you are sleeping, you are happy, wedding night, you danced all through the day, and on your wedding night a stranger appears and says, well, in case you don't know, they don't marry anyhow from this family, and since you came foolishly, I am here. Do you understand that this one is not love again? This is spiritual intelligence. Because many of us will get up and say, honey, I had a very bad dream. It's not just a bad dream. Your life is about to be wrecked into pieces. Because we live in an environment that we walk through spiritual intelligence. Now, love took you there. Understanding keeps you. Understanding keeps you. Brothers and sisters, don't say, I got born again. You have watched seven people from your family. The highest time they stayed in their marriages were 2 years. What makes you think you will stay more? So, it is true, love your wife, but much more than that, access the keys. Access the keys. Are we together? What if your wife gets pregnant and you hear a report and they say the baby is turning anyhow and is about to kill your wife? What mystery do you know? That's no longer love. What do you know? Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you start building your house and someone comes, the next day you come and see the blood of a goat on, they demarcate it on the side of your fence. You don't know the person who put it, but you put it there and then they leave a letter. If you add one more block, you will die. Responsible gentleman, you went to school, but what are you going to do about that situation? Listen carefully to what I'm telling you. Those of our parents, fathers and mothers here, know, they understand what I'm saying. It's the young people that are just laughing and joking. When you rise and become responsible for your life, you know that this world is a fierce place. It's not a place of joke at all. You see a letter written there. Nobody has built in this house, in this family. What gives you the audacity to say you want to start building a house at 27? They put that blood there as a sign. Be warned. Can you answer whoever wrote it without seeing him? Because the person put it and ran away. Can you carry the block by yourself and drop it and say, because of what you said, Mason, we are working day and night? It's risky to not know how to respond. Did you hear what I said? It's not just dangerous, it's risky. Hear what I'm saying? It's risky. You go for a wedding and you are dancing and somebody comes to just touch you and hug you and rub all kinds of things on you and go away. Is there a system of immunity that answers immediately? I'm not talking of prayer. Your life has been equipped already by default. That woman touches something and as she's going back, headache starts first. Then the leg stops working. And then whatever shrine tells her, you made a mistake. Big mistake. You touch somebody who is not just a dancer on a wedding ground. There is a warrior quietly seated. What do you know that is because of tribalism? They look at you and say, we are relieving you from your job. Your wife is not working. You are the only one working. On account of your faith and integrity, because you refuse to bribe. Are we together? They now bring you a sack letter. Do you know what else to engage so you don't go hungry? Or will that experience begin the start of your frustration? What do you know? And what do you not know? This is what I want you to know. On earth, the days I was speaking with Jimmy's father-in-law this morning, and he was telling me, he said, Kai, that during our time, their time now, it was a bit easier. And he said, during our time now, the world is spiritual, everything. I mean, you have to be spiritual about everything, literally. Literally. Many young people are not spiritual. I know you are not spiritual because you do not know what to do. Brothers and sisters, when you return home and you see your father beating your mother, boxing her, you are a stupid woman, you are a witch, you are a devil. As one who has walked with God, do you know what to do? Or will you stand and say, let me separate them, sorry, and you go back to your room and say, God, when will you wipe our tears? Do you know what to engage? This is my assignment this year. to equip you to know what to do. That issue of man of God, pray for me. Wonderful. But what if the man of God is sleeping? Because it is only the keeper of Israel that doesn't sleep. Joshua Selman sleeps and he can slumber. We keep carrying heart pain and say, I called you by 2:30, sir, you were sleeping. Of course. What is the meaning of that? Of course. Are we together? There is something we do not know. We allow evil to step into our families and just destroy people like chickens. And we sit there and say, God, I think you have to do something. Wonderful. Submit your prayer request at Miracle Service. But much more than that, will you be able to rise in intelligence? Look at the suffering that ravages families financially. And do you know the pain? It's happening to people who love and fear God. This is what makes it painful. If I don't love God and I don't fear God, whatever I get, I have to admit it. But when I love God and fear God, I serve Him truly, I serve Him faithfully, and then all of a sudden, nothing works. Lord, I'm looking for transport to come to church. I can't come for Koinonia because there is no transport. Lord, I'm looking for my school fees. It's only 20,000. It can't happen. Lord, my father is about to die. I just need 5,000 for his drugs. Is it really the will of God to leave you in that pain? Who taught you is the will of God? Are we together? We have allowed the devil to destroy our lives. Can I present scenarios right now and ask you what your response will be? Can I give all of you Koinonia right now and say, from all you have learned from January till now, write the following exam. And then I create an imaginary scene. My dear, we want to buy a fan for the worship team. And we leave the spiritual responsibility to you. Engage every key you know. Our own is bring us a fan based on the mysteries. Do you know what to do? What are you going to do? What is step one? What is step two? For many of us, step one is to cry. Step two is to argue. Step three is to look unto man. And step four is to be frustrated. But there are others who know what to do. Are we together?
Yes.
Some of us right now, unfortunately, our loved ones have gone to be with the Lord. Like the gentleman who said his father has died. The gentleman sharing the testimony. Father died, mother died. He had to stand in as a young man for his sister. But what spiritual intelligence? He blessed her. Because he understood that things don't just happen. You don't just have twins just because you think you're a matured man and you have a wife. That the realm of the spirit controls this realm. He did that like a joke. Came to the house of God for reinforcement. The result was as desired. When your result is as desired, it meant the principle was correct. When you have it the way you want it, it means that the principle was correct.
Light my life like a candle. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Like a candle. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Like a candle. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Like a candle.
Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord, like a candle.
What do you do if you get up in the morning and just feel a sharp pain? Are you intelligent enough to know what to engage? Please, Koinonia, listen to me. You have to learn this thing. My assignment this year is to cause you to be spiritual, to understand the systems of the kingdom, so you know what to do. The salvation of many is dependent on your wisdom, the correct application. You see, the Bible presents the wisest perspective in all matters. The wisest perspective in all matters. I don't trust myself outside of the Word of God. The Bible is not an opinion to choose what to believe and choose what to refuse. It's a compendium of the wisdom of God. And it says, get wisdom. Understand how to apply the keys of the kingdom correctly, and you will rise up like an edifice. If I get up in the morning right now and my chest starts paining me and I start coughing blood, do I know what to do? Or is it the day I'm in the hospital, quarter to die, that I start saying, which message do I listen to? The Bible says, be instant in season. These keys will test you. Do you understand the keys? Listen. The Bible tells us there are arrows that fly by day. I'm not scaring you, it's the truth. Are we together now? What gives you guarantee that on your way to travel to Kaduna or Abuja tomorrow, the devil is not planning to kill you? What if right now God should open your eyes and you see that in the realm of the spirit they have given you 24 hours to die? Do you know what to engage? It's risky to live not knowing what to do. It's riskier to make bold face and bold statements when you have not gotten that key. Because you will brag and talk and talk and be whipped and punished. Only God knows how many covens. Only God knows where and where they have taken my name. Let this guy die. Let him not reach August. Only God knows the demons that have been casted out. You think they don't take back reports? They ask them, from whence comest thou? I came from Koinonia. What happened? This mad young man, this crazy idiot called Joshua Selman casted us. Let's plan. Can we kill him in 2 weeks? Yes. 2 more weeks? Yes. They added 2 more weeks. I'm still standing. Oh, he's about to take a flight. Can we do something? Because they will plan, no? They will plan. I wish what I was telling you was a lie. On Tuesday, we are going to Idah for Pastor Alpha's program. What is the guarantee that you will not die in the accident as we are going? What is the guarantee that as we are not driving, the car will capsize and kill me? I'm coming back. For sure. If I die, you can say I made noise and I died. But for as long as I'm alive, no. I found it here. The wisdom of God. Jesus said, I have the power to lay it down and the power to pick it up. Did you hear that? Men are given the power to lay it down and the power to pick it up. Now, don't feel bad if your loved one has gone to be with the Lord. Don't worry, you are alive now. The responsibility is on you. You can't receive this for your family. You can only intercede for them. When it comes to the matters of the kingdom, it's first a personal affair. It must become truth and life to you. They are life to those who find them. Koinonia, they are life to those who find them. We live in a fierce and a wicked society. If someone, one of our ladies was giving me a testimony, and she said how that someone came to boggle their room also and carry a laptop. Now, that whoever that thief is has stolen and has gone. Sad. But do you understand a system in the kingdom? Because you need the laptop. And for some of us, maybe that laptop just came, if somebody gave it to you. Now you are in a straight betwixt. You need that laptop. What key do I now engage? You can't cry forever. Now that it has gone, what do I do? Are you hearing what I'm saying? I wish we had time tonight. We are going to pray seriously. I would have called a few people at random and would have just created imaginary life scenarios, and I would have asked what you have learned, so that we don't keep compounding mysteries upon mysteries upon mysteries. There are so many other mysteries lined up that you will be learning between now and the end of the year. But the key is, are you getting it? Is it spirit and life to you? Hallelujah. Are we together? One of the mysteries that I'm trusting that the Lord God of heaven will help us to conquer is this thing of poverty and lack. Hello? Believers, hear me. Poverty and what? Say it. Poverty and lack is a mystery. I told you poverty is a strategy by Satan. It's a strategy. Poverty is not just a state of mind. It's a spiritual strategy. One of the most effective arsenal of Satan for making the lives of people useless. We come from different backgrounds with different experiences, but we can begin to make our choices and trust God to help us. I'm not teaching on poverty or prosperity tonight, but my assignment tonight is to review and introduce us to the keys. My heart, it kept burning in me since through the week, and I said, Lord, my prayer is that your people will get this thing, that they will understand it, and it will rise. Hallelujah. What do you not know? Sister, what are you still allowing inside your head that is authorizing the devil to make life miserable for you? Brother, what is it that God has been trying to pound out of your life that you are refusing to let go? Me, this is how it is. So it's like that. That's how we are in our culture, where we come from. Is it working? Is it working? Be honest, is it working? Listen, one of the keys of great people is their disloyalty to any information that does not produce. There's no such thing as I was born with this. If it does not work, dump it. Throw it far from you and embrace that which is capable of blessing you. The scribes and the Pharisees already knew the truth, but because of the ethics of tradition. Are we together now? Nicodemus came to Jesus by night in John chapter 3 and said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a man sent from God. So they knew. They were not in confusion. But in the daytime they refused. Why? Because of the rudiments of tradition. The Bible says that has made the word of God of none effect, as though it were not powerful. Could it be that there is something this gentleman can know? He's about writing his last exam. If not because of the strike, I'm sure maybe this week or next week, he would have written his exam now and been a confirmed doctor. Now, 6-7 years ago, he probably would have been a naive gentleman, just with a desire. But he passed through a system, month after month, principle after principle. And now, after 6 years, he's one exam to go to become a confirmed doctor. And every other person called a medical doctor in the world just becomes a senior or junior colleague instantly. What is the difference? Now, whereas somebody would be convulsing 8 years ago and this guy would stand confused, 8 years later, someone will be convulsing and say, it's all right, it's something we can handle. Because something, an information. Your fear is a sign that you have not learned something. Thank you. You will never be truly free from fear until knowledge bails you out. Fear is destroying us. Fear of the future. Fear of everything. Fear of death. Fear of living. Young people are afraid. Will I ever be established with a salary of 50,000? As a graduate, when will I ever be able to build a house? It will not build you a house. What will build you a house? is the understanding of the word of God. They got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their arms save them. But thou, O Lord, because thou shown a favor towards them. You must understand the keys that are responsible for activating the things that we need in life. Hallelujah. Mother, there is something you can know that can transform your children. Could it be that the rebellion from the children is a product of an approach that may be cultural but not scriptural? Cultural but not scriptural. There are men who are taught beats the living daylight out of your wife. It's a way of showing her that you are a man. She does anything, beat her once, she will behave. You have tried it infinite times, it has not changed. That woman may be a sincere woman under the influence of a spirit. All that she may need is one encounter with the power of God. And she's free and she will be one of the nicest women in the whole world. Now, you can manage, you can beat yourself. There was a gentleman that joined the queue after service. And there were like 3, 4, 5 lines to him. And I looked at him and I was surprised. How could a spirit still be in this guy even after a very heavy service? I was looking and I was seeing a spirit. The guy was playing, but in the realm of the spirit I was seeing, so I kept quiet. When the guy just came and stood close to me, I said, "What's wrong?" And the guy said, I'm a thief. I can steal anything. I said, "Ah, that's it." You see, that take that thief to the prison. You hang him there behind the bars and say, promise and write an agreement that you will never touch anybody's biro again. While he's doing that, the spirit steps out, and then the same human being will sign the agreement and the spirit will enter. 2 weeks after going out, something starts pushing him. It's not him. Everybody will beat him at home and say, what do I do with this child? Because the mystery, 1 minute prayer. How many minutes? 1 minute prayer under the heavy anointing will bail that guy's 10 years of misery. But because, see, let me tell you, ignorance makes pain continue. It prolongs pain. Ignorance prolongs pain. Ignorance prolongs pain. Ignorance prolongs pain. Are we together? And it was just a simple tap I gave him on the head. And that was the end of it. That wild, wicked spirit. Because the gentleman confessed that he was willing to be free. How about people that come here, you see someone standing, almost staggering. And you say you came, you smoked something before you came to church. He won't argue. That's a sign that he wants to change. But there is something he does not know. See, the house of God is truly a blessing. It's a place where the mysteries that are responsible for your desire are given to you. That's why it matters. Are you seeing the reason why God loves crowd? The crowds are made of people. The people are made of their needs. They need access to the truth to be free. That's how we change society. I can tell you something, and I say it with all my heart and with all joy. By the grace of God, the marriages that will happen in this ministry will be heaven on earth. Listen, it's not just prophecy alone. The keys have been given. Some of our loved ones here who are married, you see the peace and tranquility. Regardless of what, there are some kinds of evil that cannot happen. It's gone. Do you know why? Knowledge. There are people here who have married different tribes, the same tribe, but same knowledge. The same knowledge has brought them into the same kingdom culture. I've said it again and again that we will all be great. You believe that prophecy? And that the best part is that we will all know ourselves. You will see it. It will start one step. Don't forget about what you have not gotten today. Line upon line, you are walking. You are taking that step and it's in the name of the Lord. And God is helping you. You may not look like it, but the hand of God is upon you. There is a mystery that is navigating you towards the right path. Hallelujah. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a walk that should be approached with the wisdom of God. The word of God represents the wisdom of God. What is the wisdom of God? The scriptural solution to every problem on earth. The scriptural approach, his modus operandi, his method is called his wisdom. God's approach to life is his wisdom. God's approach to life is his wisdom. And the Bible is full of it. Jesus himself, the epitome of wisdom, when he came upon the earth, we saw the way he approached life. The spirit of the Christ empowered several people from Genesis to Revelation, and they manifested dimensions of living that were supernatural, enviable, admirable. And the Lord has said, this is our year of triumph. We are not going to triumph just through desire. It will be on the strength of what we know. Hallelujah. There is something we must know. There is something I need to know to be higher than where I am. My limitation in life right now is the limitation of how far I've been able to access the wisdom of God. There's more. I've only scratched the surface. If I submit myself and I learn more, I rise more, because I begin to see how predictable my life can be on the strength of wisdom. My journey so far is a journey of searching the wisdom of God, like a man in a gold mine searching for it. When you find it, you rejoice, because you can stand on the strength. There was something I found out about the anointing. There was something I found out about miracles, signs and wonders. It didn't just happen. There was a day I found it. There was a day I found something about favor. It wasn't always like that. It's not just time that brought favor. No. Time just continued passing. And by the mercy and the grace of God, something was accessed. Listen, there is something you can access today that can make your 7 days be equivalent to the blessings of 5 years. It's not a prayer. It's the truth. There is something you can find that can compress the sufferings and the hardship of men. My assignment to you this year is to help you understand this, and to, through emphasis, reiterate it again and again until it becomes your conviction. If it is not your conviction, you will never walk in it. Let me tell you the truth. These things I teach were not things I started teaching this year. I've started teaching it before. So don't think it's because God has helped today that I say it's easy to... No. The wisdom of God. What is God's call to you tonight? Stop guessing. If you are not getting it, settle down. Something is wrong. Did you hear what I said? Stop guessing. Prophesy to somebody. Stop guessing. No, stop guessing. Everybody doesn't like me. What do I do? Stop guessing. There is an exact principle that is responsible for delightsomeness. Stop guessing. Why is it that everything I touch doesn't work? Stop guessing. Please say it again. Say it to somebody. Stop guessing. Inside, outside, online, stop guessing. It's risky to guess. The moment anything is not working in my life, I settle down. I need to look at this. Something must be wrong. There is something I'm not understanding. It makes your journey easier than just guessing, trial and error. You don't have that much of time for trial and error. Man of God, the power of God is not flowing in your life. Stop guessing. Did you hear what I said? Stop guessing. You are not getting something. You pray for somebody and say, it is done. He goes to another man of God, just looking at him, and the demon goes out. Stop guessing. You just told the guy it is done. It is not done. The guy still has, the spirit is still there. Are we together? The person came to you for prayer. You now came and say, I've been suffering bad luck my whole life. Everything is going wrong. And he said, really? Father, we thank you. We ask that this gentleman be free. He says amen. Now, the fact that he said amen does not mean heaven said amen. The pastor prayed. Don't say they prayed for me. Who prayed for you? What did the person who prayed for you know? What did he know while he was praying for you? I can pray for this person, but the efficacy of my prayer is tied to the limitation of the knowledge I know. Don't just say they prayed for you. Who prayed for you? And what is the reservoir of the spiritual knowledge that was resident in the person who prayed for you? It's not just that they prayed for you. So you tell this guy, go. In the name of Jesus, it is done. This gentleman goes and nothing happens. Stop guessing. The person comes somewhere else other than your own place. Are we together? And stands, and someone looks at him and says, hold my hand. I bless you. That's it. This gentleman walks out. Before he gets home, an alert has come. A call has come. Is that guessing? No, sir. A gentleman prays for twins over his sister. Comes for koinonia, drops the result. When he was praying, the twins did not know they were praying for them. But they still came out as twins. Is that guess? Remember, he was not the husband of the wife. He was the brother. If you can pray for twins and they come out twins, think of what else you can determine. Write on paper. And say, after 2 years, rent over. You wrote it on paper. 2 years later, you are standing in your own house where you can set the rules and not have anyone harass you. Do you believe this? That means there's something you can write about your job and say, in the name of Jesus, by October, I am employed, gainfully employed. And then you write a salary structure. Lord, I'm trusting you. 150 to 200,000. While you are writing it, those who don't know God say you are a stupid person. Don't mind them. Don't be angry. They are only revealing to you what they have not been taught. So don't argue. You argue, you have brought yourself down. You write it. By October, you are in a job. 150,000. For what he said, he's able to do. Are we together? Yes. You can make up your mind and say, in the name of Jesus, I love God, but I'm not going to marry a fool. I won't marry a stupid man. I'm going to marry somebody that loves God, loves me, and is serious. While you are saying it, your friends will say, you better just say yes to any man that comes. So the way we do this thing now, go online, find any photo you want, click like on Facebook, pursue that person till he says yes, and marry quietly. That is their own way. And they will give you one or two testimonies of those who it worked for. Did they tell you they are in peace now? You say it and you confess. And you don't just confess as a lady and stop there. You now say, okay, I understand that life is about partnership. Lord, what is my contribution? You can't sit down not doing anything and want God to carry his son that he has refined and worked upon. Work diligently upon him, brought out the best in him, and just give you. God is not unjust. Are we together? Lord, what do I need to do? And God starts working on you. Materialism, throw it out. Being mouthy and talking anyhow, throw it out. You must be of a meek and a quiet spirit. You want to marry a great man, this your talk, you will tear down his business. God has helped this guy before your arrival. You won't come as a destroyer. Are you ready? And so he's working. He's taking it out of you. In 2 months, you are transformed. You have become such a virtuous lady. You who will be running your mouth, talking all kinds of things. You who say, if the guy does not have this, if there's no gift, I will marry. God has worked on you. And that way, he can now bring you to the person he has destined for you. And you will now be a blessing. The same way as a guy, any lady you see, this lady is pretty, you are not doing anything, you are not serious, you don't know God, you don't know the laws of life, there's no structural establishment, God is not helping you, yet you are just standing and making noise. The systems of God. Oh, I want to be a great pastor, and you start a church. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you are still on 4 members. Then you start criticizing and say, it's not everybody that has crowd. Oh, keep quiet, you are not getting something. Find out. Lord, what am I missing?
And God says, one, no wisdom. Two, the level of grace, there's no result. Three, people are not being changed. Everybody you prayed for, there's no testimony. Why should people come? Members are not idiots. They will run to where God will visit them. Criticize them, they will not stop. Members are not stupid. In this Nigeria of today, oh no, no, people are wise. You can keep running your mouth against people while people look for where their solutions are. In the rain, they will stand. In the sun, they will stand. Because what they are going through is worse than the sun. So they will stand anywhere to make sure they receive. Please, I want you to make up your mind today that anything that is not working in your life, just know. Remember what I said. Stop guessing. Stop guessing. Stop guessing. Just calm down. Invite the Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, I am not getting something. I am not getting something. A meek heart. I am not getting something. You gave me a beautiful wife. Now I hate her. No affection for my wife again. You bless me. I'm about to throw my wife out of the house. I don't give money, nothing. What is wrong? Spirit of the living God, help me. Help me. And then light comes. Dwell with them according to knowledge. Ah, that means there's something I do not understand. I think my wife is another man. Now the Bible is bailing me out. Are we together? Yes. So the next time you meet your wife and she asks you, she say, how was your job today? And you say, fine. Say, no, give me details. You won't get angry. You will know that that's how women are. Dwell with them according. So you will start. We went by 7 a.m. By 8 o'clock, they gave us tea. You are paying that price because you now understand the systems. While you are paying that price, what are you going to get in reward? You will get a hug, you will get a nice meal, and you will get you a darling. You see that? You made adjustment. Or you can stand and brag and say, me, I'm a one-word man, and punish yourself, and your life will not go forward. How about employees that never get promoted and think it's just demons? If you like, pour 1 gallon of anointing oil in your head. You are not productive. When they want to downsize people, they give you, you came to work 2 months, they gave you warning. You are not productive, sir. Customer relations, zero. Friendliness at work, zero. On the job, zero. Experience, zero. Humility to learn, zero. Initiative, zero. Even if I'm the one who employed you, you are going. Yes, you are going. That you are a member of Koino, you are not productive. So instead of just sitting down to get angry and say, my boss is a wicked man. Do you know how much that guy collects? 1.2, and he's giving me 50,000. No. Lord, I love my boss. I pray for him. In the name of Jesus, I declare, he is a leader. There is something he knows that is setting him above. He may not be a very nice man, but in the name of Jesus, I pray for him and I love him. And you walk up to him and say, sir, I just want to say thank you. I've been working here 8 months and I appreciate your mentorship and your leadership. I just brought this wine to say thank you. Say, what is it for? I mean, I'm paying you. No, sir. I want to thank you. Much more than the salary, you are changing my life. If there is anything that can make me improve, I am ready to learn. Always know that you are finding a very worthy mentee in me. Thank you, sir. And you go out. You have programmed something. He will act as if he didn't enter him. Keep watching. The day promotion is coming, and then somebody now comes and says, do you know this person is Yoruba? He says, see, shut up. It's my company. It's my job. You gave him memories. You showed him that you were ready to learn. The moment you step out, he writes your name. Thank God, this is the person I've been looking for. And then he calls you one day and gives you a very difficult task. And you start saying, Kai, my boss has been on my case for 2 months. He's testing you. He's seeing that you are the next person who should be the director of that department. You are earning his trust, but your lack of understanding is making you interpret it as wickedness. You brought your boss's name for miracle service. You dropped it on, and not just, you didn't just write his name. You say, oh God, punish this guy. Frustrate the tokens of this and that. Whereas, listen, if you had understanding and wisdom, you would know that that's your lifting. Why does he ask me to stay back when others are going? And then he gives me a hard job. And then he shouts at me. And I apologize and he does not say sorry. He's not a fool. There's something he knew that made him the boss. Keep watching. While he's acting, he's taking note. One day he calls you and says, look, I know that it's not my character to do this, but I want you to know that I am absolutely impressed. I have watched you for 6 months. All the other people are arguing around. Those who are insulting him. And then he lifts you overnight. And then you continue praying for him again. Will he be perfect? No. He will do foolish things. He will do stupid things. But he's still your boss. One day he calls you and says, look, you are so smart. Why are you still working in this corporation? I think you are smart enough to have your own company. And he says, look, call ABC and tell them I said they should help you. And in 3 years, you have become a CEO of yourself. You have become colleagues. Brothers and sisters, lack of wisdom is destroying us. Are we not seeing this thing? Our interpretation about people and life is a product of a bankruptcy of life. We call light darkness. We call darkness light. Are we together? We call a process failure. We call failure defeat. We don't know how to allocate names based on wisdom. We call everything everything. But God is teaching us tonight that the kingdom of God has systems. I came with a fire burning in my spirit tonight. That if you can learn the systems of God, you will laugh when others are frowning. And they will ask you, why are you frowning? And then you say, there's a light that I see. That's why I'm laughing, oh. In spite of all the darkness that surrounds me, and this light that I see only comes alive every time I hear your words. It comes alive every time I hear your words. There's a joy in my heart, in spite of all the sadness that surrounds me, and the joy in my soul only comes alive every time I hear your voice. It comes alive every time I hear your voice. And there's a peace, hey, in my heart, in spite of all the sadness that surrounds me, and this peace that I have only comes alive every time I hear your voice. It comes alive every time I hear your voice. Because you know, you don't rejoice when things happen. You rejoice to make them happen. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. So, you don't rejoice just because you feel like. No, the Holy Ghost moves you. You have rent, you are writing. Trouble, you are writing. No child, you are writing. No job, you are writing. No wife, you are writing. And at the end of it, you are dancing. And people say, I've been hearing a song. You say, no, it's not. I am dancing because this is what happens. Knowledge. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? And people look at you and say, promise. Won't you? Is it not you that I saw the landlord embarrassing you? You claim you are going to church and you can't pay simple 40,000. The moment you hear, don't worry. The normal thing is agitation, but use intelligence in the spirit. You get back and say, Lord, I may not have 40,000 now, but I have you. I have peace. I have joy. I may go through embarrassment now, but I know that the God I serve can arise for me. They may mock you and say all kinds of things. Know that a mockery is a sign that Satan is already agitated.
irritated by your success. There is something he's seeing. Mockery is a mystery in the spirit. It's a sign that your result is appearing already. Let me tell you, hear this. Hear this. If anybody mocks you, they gave you a sign that something is already arriving. I promise you. Know this. I'm teaching you deep mysteries. Mockery is a mystery. Madam, are you a man or a woman? This is 10 years and you are not married. Ooh, start rejoicing. Don't cry. It's a sign that a parcel has left heaven. Something is coming. Satan can see. And so he says, look, frustrate them. Men walk by their senses. Do something, frustrate them. But those who are spiritual know. They get inside the room and start dancing. Lord, you are so good. Hey, you are worthy of all my praise. Lord, you are so good. You are exalted as the Lord Most High. Lord, you are so good. You are worthy of all my praise. Lord, you are so good. You are exalted as the Lord Most High. Listen. And then everything starts agitating you. You go to the place of work, they are insulting you. You come back for rehearsals, they are insulting you. Don't cry. If you cry, you are not wise. You begin to rejoice. And you go to Satan. Satan, what did you see that is making you restless? What have you seen? What did you see about my baby that is making... Because you see, the attacks were not like that. The attacks are a reaction. Satan has lived long in this planet. He knows we walk by sight. But for those who have been able to grow spiritually, you don't find their tears. You say, Satan, if I will ever cry, it's to God, oh, it's not to you. Job was in a state in his life where nothing was working. Job was on the ground. Sat down on the ground. And his wife told him, he said, curse God and die. Job said, why are you talking like one of these stupid women? Ha! God, though he slay me, though he slay me. Are we together now? Job's friends came from everywhere and everybody was talking every kind of nonsense. Let me tell you, one of the worst things that can happen to you is to sit down and allow your life to be a subject of debate from people who are bringing all kinds of useless opinions. But you love God. Why did you have the accident? But you love... Why? Joy. Joy forever. Who has killed your joy today? I show you that it's an attack over something that is arriving. Who has killed your joy? You prayed about finances. Your destiny helper is about to come. But the devil is wrinkling your face with trouble. Hey, they didn't pay salary. I understand. I understand. I wanted to eat well today. Now that you cannot eat, God, you are faithful. Now you be God. Almighty God. You know me, my Lord. You know me. Now you be God.
Now you be God. The Almighty God. You know me, my Lord. You know me, my Lord.
Now you be God.
Now you be God. Almighty God.
That's how
you
know
me, my Lord. You know me, my Lord.
So I will praise you.
From
This is it. The key to my life and destiny. I can't be too mature to stop believing the word. No, sir. It is the foolishness of man to stop believing God. For anything God cannot do, cannot be done. Anything God cannot do, cannot be done. No. Can you just blast in tongues for 1 minute? Hey. Don't allow the devil to shake you.
Lord of Judah, my trust is in you. The answer's a day. My trust. Hey, I am that I am. My trust is in you. Oh, I put them on you. My trust is in you. Say, I put them on you. Say, my trust is in you. Hey, and Lion of Judah, my trust is in you. My trust is in you. I am that I am. My trust is in you. Hey, I put them on you. Hey, my trust is in you. I say, I put them on you. Say, my trust is in you. Oh, the Lion of Judah. My trust is in you. Oh, I put them on you. Say,
my trust is in you.
Hallelujah. Please hold hands together everywhere, inside and outside, and let's begin to pray in the spirit. This result, we must command it. Results are commandable. Those online, follow us. Hold hands with everybody close to you. Any nation, day or night, go ahead, connect in the spirit. Inside, outside, pray. You are men of faith and power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to believe the things that I'm teaching you, and I promise you your life will surprise you. We're going to take some time to pray. That's why I'm stopping here. I just sense that grace to pray. Prayer point number one. I insist that I must succeed. Lift your voice and pray. Don't be quiet. Open your mouth. Everything Adam called. This is my destiny. I have decided to walk with Jesus, no turning back.
no turning back. I have decided to walk with Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Prophesy your desire.
I have decided
the wisdom to walk with
Jesus. No turning back.
For foolish and ignorant people to laugh at you while you walk the principles of the kingdom.
Though men forsake me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back.
No turning back.
Though men forsake me, still I will follow. No turning back.
For obedience to walk the mysteries of the kingdom till they produce for me. Lift your voice and pray. Grace. Grace. To apply the kingdom. Grace. To apply the kingdom. The mysteries of the anointing, the mysteries for prosperity, the mysteries for peace, for progress, for influence. Grace, grace, grace. You need grace. Pa, talabakusha, ikapata palanda makosi kada, sedalalalalakusha. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. Don't think we are rounding up. We have some prayers to do. Listen, I want you to mention the areas of challenge in your life and say, Lord, what mystery, what system in the kingdom are the results of this pain tied to? Reveal to me. Lift your voice and pray. Mention them. Don't keep quiet. Lord, my growth rate is slow. What is the system in the kingdom that is responsible for speed? I cry for revelation. Are you praying? Are you praying? Lord, I love you. I've seen the anointing on my life, but my finances are dying, living from hand to mouth. What allocation in the kingdom is responsible for that result?
Jesus.
Lord, I love you. I enjoy a healthy prayer life. My prayer life is robust, but there are no helpers in my life. What am I missing? What am I missing? Naaman was the captain of the Syrian army, but he was a valiant man in war. He excelled in an area, but there was an area that was bankrupt. Show me, open my eyes. Open my eyes, open my eyes, open my eyes. Keep praying. Everyone that asketh, receive it. Everyone that asketh, receive it. Everyone that asketh, receive it. Everyone that seeks, finds. And to him that knocks, the door shall be open. We knock on that door. Jesus, the door. Reveal to me. Shakata prakatos. Don't stop praying. La paroto sope kato sheketele kata. Enkala kato sakata kata. Shala parakata kakato shokotos. Empre koto soto bakata. Matariata so seketes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer point number three. Every door that opened before and then closed must open again. Oh, it must open again. Oh, lift your voice and cry, Lord, wherever I missed it, I ask for mercy. But that door must open again. You showed me favor once, you must show me favor again. You gave me victory once, you must give me victory again. Pray. You sent me helpers once, they must appear again. My hand has tasted prosperity once, it must come back again. I enjoyed speed before, I cry for restoration. I once was a landlord, now I'm a tenant. Take me back, oh God. Restore my glory, restore my honor, restore my glory, restore my honor, restore the anointing. I used to carry the healing anointing once, but it no longer is working. Restore it, oh God. Restore the fire. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, everyone. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ, that the grace that is responsible for compelling men to apply the kingdom until they get results, may that grace be released on you now. May that grace be released on you now. May that grace be released on you now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that every area of your life where Satan has taken an advantage of, by the power that is in the name of Jesus, I force restoration. I force restoration. Beginning from tonight, I declare, the mysteries that will bail you out of any trouble you are in, it must be revealed to you tonight. In the name of Jesus. And finally, I pray for you. I will keep praying this until I see it in your life. The kind of favor you have never seen, may the God I serve make it happen in your life. I release upon you the ministry of the gift of men. The gift of men, the gift of men. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
There are people here, please keep standing, everyone. There are people standing here, inside, outside, and many online, who have never truly acknowledged the Lordship of Jesus. And whilst you heard me speak, the Holy Spirit kept speaking to you that you need a new beginning. For others, you have loved Jesus, but things have happened in your life here and there that require an encounter with God. You need a rededication. Our time is gone. Wherever you are, please, I know there will be people coming from outside. I want to count 1 to 5 very quickly. Wherever you are, I want you to leave your seat and boldly come here. Say, Apostle, I want you to pray for me. I'm not ashamed to start afresh with Jesus. Make your way here. Don't wait for someone to come before you come. Be the first. Be bold. Come. God bless you. Appreciate them. They are coming. They need a lot of motivation. God bless you. Those of you coming from outside, wherever you are, make your way quickly. Bless you, my dear. Bless you, my dear. Quickly, come stand. Gentlemen, God bless you. God bless you. Quickly, are you coming? Win that war. Win that war. Make your way to Jesus. Quickly. You sang that you will serve him forever. You sang that you will love him forever. Those coming from outside, double up. Can you run? Quickly. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Make that decision. Make that decision. Make that decision. Let's appreciate them. You have 1 more minute and I'll pray for you. 1 more minute and I'll pray for you. Are there still people coming from outside? Clear the way, ushers. Help them so they come quickly. Clear the way for them. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Please join us very quickly. Thank you, my brothers. I appreciate your very bold decision. Everybody must have a beginning with God, a time when you have an encounter with him. I want you to mean this sincerely from your heart. You're not reciting a poem. Believe it, and the Lord will help you. Lift your right hand and say this sincerely and passionately. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it again, Lord Jesus. I believe in you, that you are the Son of God. I come before you tonight, asking you to forgive my sins, asking you to cleanse me. Tonight, Jesus is Lord of my heart, Lord of my soul, Lord of my body. I declare that eternal life is mine. I am a child of God from today and forever. Keep your hands lifted. Jesus, I present to you the ones you died for. I decree and declare that the grace that preserves, the grace that keeps, and the grace that builds be released upon them. I declare your sins forgiven. I declare that the hand of God is upon you. Let tonight be a new beginning for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Victory unto victory. That's what I speak over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for this decision. Hold on. I want you to follow the gentleman waving his hands. And you follow them. They will just have a few words with you and communicate to you, and you'll be back. Let's celebrate them quickly. Hallelujah. Now, aside from those who are going out.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaNT Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/KoinoniaNI. You can also download our messages on www.forshared.com. KoinoniaNT Network International, duplicating the coronas of God's life on earth.